What's up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Dream a Little, the podcast that's all about helping you feel confident about your ABDL side. I'm your host, Flo, and thank you so much for listening. Today, I'm continuing on answering some of your biggest questions about my trip to visit my little, so I hope you enjoy this episode today. Without any further ado, let's dive into the questions. So the first question that you guys have today is, does he use baby talk? Do you make him use baby talk? So this is like a very common question that I get all the time. And the answer is that he sometimes uses baby talk. And when he does, I absolutely adore it. I don't make him talk like a baby. So I think it's super cute. You know, originally when I was going to fly out and see him, I had all these rules set of like, you know, like you can't talk, like you can only point to things and like whine for me to get it for you. But you know what? Like when I'm reading a book to him, like a bedtime story, I love that he is so inquisitive about like what's going on in the story. And he'll ask me questions like, well, mommy, like, how does that happen? Or like, what is that? And like, it's just super, super cute. So I really do enjoy when he talks. I used to think that I wanted a nonverbal little, but I love his cute little questions that he asks me. Okay, moving on to question number two. What's the favorite diaper to put him in? You know, actually, for this trip, he just had Bambinos, but I quickly realized that he needs something more thick. He drinks so much water in the day, so I was changing him like every 90 minutes. So next time we're going to be trying Safaris and maybe the Tyco Bowls RARs, I think that's what they're called. A couple of you guys have recommended them to me, so if you have any suggestions for ABDL diapers that would work really well for him, just let me know. Reach out to me on Instagram and let me know what you think is the best ABDL diaper. The third question that you guys had was he ever naughty? So typically he is a very, very good boy. There was only one time that he was naughty during the trip. It was at the Airbnb we stayed at. There was this little room, which is why I picked it actually, that had a bunk bed and the top had like a little railing on it, which we kind of used as his makeshift crib. So I tried to put him down for a nap and he really didn't want to go down. He doesn't do well being separated from me. He always wants to be held and cuddled. So trying to like leave the room is very hard, which of course, you know, I love because I love him needing me. So, you know, he's calling to me, mommy, mommy, like as I'm cleaning up and like, you know, making food, and I'm kind of just trying to let him cry it out. And then, you know, he made this claim that he was scared because he saw a ghost. So, you know, of course he was just fibbing, which is my number one rule, don't fib to mommy. So I did put him over my knee and spank him. It was pretty cute. Like I said, you know, he's usually a really good boy. He's actually like a perfect little angel, and he rarely gives me a hard time or a reason to spank him. So, you know, it was kind of nice actually to finally have a reason to spank him. Even though I love him being a good boy, I really also enjoy pulling him over my knee and spanking him. But by nature, you know, I'm really a more nurturing and sweet mommy. So for me, it's important to only spank when it's deserved, not as like a form of punishment or torture. And I don't know if you guys are like that, but that's just my style. If you're also into having a nice and loving mommy and having like a relaxing regression experience, you're probably going to love my realistic and genuine audio role plays I've been creating on Patreon. I'm going to post a 90-second preview to the latest episode, which you can get access to at thelittlelounge.com/136. So be sure to check it out. I really wanted to start creating these role plays to help you feel little and experience it on your own, because I know there are so many of you guys out there who are in the diaper closet, your partner doesn't know, or you know, maybe you don't have a partner and you just need some help feeling little on your own. So be sure to give it a listen. The next question you guys had was, do you sleep together? And I think that the person asking this was asking about like literally physically sleeping together. And the answer is yes, we do. like I said, whenever I tried to get him to nap or even like be on his own in a room, he's the babiest baby about it and he needs to be with me. So of course, you know, we had fun like me trying to get him to sleep on in his own bed, but you know, he's just too little and wanted to sleep with me. It was really cute. I love that. I love like when a little gives me grabby hands and like they can't be alone. It's just so, so cute. In a previous episode, I mentioned that TK spent some time with a little of his own while I was with my boy. And we had both kind of talked about, you know, the sleeping situation. Is it okay if I sleep in the same bed with them at night? Because there's something very intimate about sleeping with someone, of course. It's more than just sex. You're cuddling and stuff like that and getting really close. And, you know, I was okay with him doing it and he was okay with me doing it. And it just ended up working out. Like, for, I don't know, for some reason, I don't really get that jealous of TK when he's with another girl. In fact, the first day that I arrived, TK was with his little and we had a conversation on the phone and, you know, he was in the same situation as me and my boy where it was our first time meeting in person. And he was nervous a little bit and didn't know how it was going to go. So, you know, when I initially talked to him on the phone and he had been with her for like an hour or two and I could just tell he was having fun and I was smiling from ear to ear hearing about like all the things that they were doing and he even sent me like pictures and videos that they took of her in little space and I just felt pure joy for both of us because I haven't been feeling little lately. So I was so glad he got to, you know, be back in the daddy role because I know how much joy it brings me to play mommy. So anyways, a long story short, or I kind of went off on a tangent there. Yes, we did sleep in the same bed together. I don't think I can get him to sleep on his own anyways. He's too much of a baby. So then the next question was, what did you do all day, every day? So I like to keep like a little bit of a schedule, you know, as far as like when we have our meals, when he takes a nap, when we have our bedtime routine. And the day usually started off with him waking me up by cutely climbing into my lap. And, you know, he'd wet or he'd just like cuddle on top of me and we'd just like, you know, hang out for a little bit. And then I'd check him and change him. And then we'd have breakfast and I'd try to like give him some baby food and he'd end up spitting it up all over himself, which was adorable. And his bib, thank goodness for the bib. And then I'd actually make us a substantial breakfast that we could eat as adults, but I still would take the time and like cut up the bacon and eggs and like feed it to him. Like, I don't think he lifted a finger the whole time that I was there because I really, if you know me, you know, I love the babiest baby. So I wanted to do everything for him. So throughout the day, you know, I had little fun things planned. I planned to do coloring. Somehow I forgot the coloring book and just brought the crayons. So at some point he made a drawing for me. We did puzzles. We watched movies together. We cuddled, like really simple everyday stuff like that. But since it was our first time in the headspace, it was just amazing. And we were just kind of enjoying our time together. Like I've mentioned, you probably can tell he's very, very little in little space. So I just fully get into that headspace and do everything for him. Like even in the bath when I was washing him off, like I'd lift up his arms for him and get underneath his arms to clean. And like he's just totally helpless with me, which I think is adorable. But by far my favorite part of the day was that kind of like bedtime routine that we would do, and I'd start it early in the evening since he's just a baby. So around 7 p.m., I'd give him like a nice little bubble bath, use the washcloth to clean him off. I'd take baby shampoo and like really massage it into his scalp for like, you know, 10 minutes so he's all relaxed. And I just loved watching him, you know, play in the bubbles and look up at me. Like, there was nothing sexual about it, but I was so turned on the whole time. I don't even know why. And then after bath time, you know, I'd take him, lay him down on his changing mat. I'd turn down all the lights down low and I'd put on some lullaby music to like set the baby mood. And, you know, I'd change him into his nighttime diaper. And then one of my favorite things that I didn't even realize that I would love so much was just As he's laying on the floor, cuddling with his blanket, I would massage baby lotion all over him. And then we'd finish it off with lots of cuddles and we'd get into bed and I'd read him a bedtime story. And then we'd wake up and do it all over again. I mean, there was really nothing hardcore about it. It was just really immersive, like feeling like I was a real mommy and he was a really real baby, but obviously he's an adult. And, you know, there's something that about that dichotomy that is a huge turn on to both of us. The next question you guys had was, did he ever get really fussy? He only got fussy when he needed / wanted my attention, which I love. I honestly love fussy littles. I love needy littles. Like, the fussier the better. Usually when I tried to, like, you know, I'll be breastfeeding him and then, like, after 10 minutes or so, I'll, like, try to pull away to see, like, if he's still into it, and he'd get really fussy about that. Or, you know, anytime I try to get him to take a nap on his own, he gets pretty fussy. But again, like, as a mommy dom, I love the fuss. I'm pro fuss. The next question was about us switching. So if you guys didn't know, we briefly switched and he played the daddy role, like, really, really quickly. It wasn't planned at all. It just happened organically. It was short, but very sexy. I really didn't fully get into little space. I wasn't wearing. I didn't have any props or anything. I basically just sucked on my thumb while he finger fucked me and he gave me an orgasm. So I didn't really regress very hard. It was more like sexual than anything else. And after he made me come, he just kind of carried me around the house, which he seemed to really enjoy. And I really enjoyed too. And it was kind of interesting to switch things up. And the final question is, did you two discuss the switch after it happened? Do you think you'll explore it more? Of course we discussed the switch. It was really erotic for both of us, and we both enjoyed it. And since we're both switches, it gives us so many more scenes to do. Like, in the future, I think we'll definitely explore more DDLG stuff since it's a big kink for him. And I think we also want to try being little together. Like, we briefly tried to be little together virtually, and I don't know how it's going to go because we both love a lot of attention and neither of us is really good at sharing. So it might be a disaster. We'd probably need, like, someone there to take care of us for sure. But anyways, that's for another time. We'll see what happens in the future. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hearing a little bit about me and my little. And until next time, guys, I'll see you then.